A letter to Dr. Kevin Scott, MD, 303-699-3100, and Dr. Adair Prall, PRALL, Adair, ADAIR, regarding patient last name Hornbuckle of Sistim Shana. The new paragraph, Dear Dr. Prall, thank you for your kind referral. Ms. Hornbuckle is a very pleasant 38-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who had a long history of trigeminal neuralgia that was resistant to multiple medications, trial to GABA knife therapy period. Eventually, she had a microvascular decompression last year that has not eliminated her symptoms and is required rhizotomy of the second and third branches of trigeminal nerve period. The patient is status post hysterectomy. She has a history of hypothyroidism period. Trichologist to carbamazepine gave her hives in the period. Social history, she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, working as a legal analyst, married, have four children. Family history, her maternal grandmother, paternal grandmother had a brain aneurysm, period. On examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 70, follow a normal neurologic template. Follow a normal neurologic template, except a cranial nerve number 5. Well, she had a reduced light touch pin prick sensation of a V2, V3 distribution. Corneal reflex was symmetric in the both sides, period. The musculoskeletal exam revealed focal tenderness over the exit of the left great occipital nerve and rather extensive keloid scar over the posterior left temporal bone region. The scar was sensitive to touch and was somewhat hyperemic in that period. New paragraph. Impression problem number 1, history of trigeminal neuralgia, status post microvascular decompression and rhizotomy with persistent numbness over the left face. Number 2, occipital neuritis likely relates to post-surgical scarring. Number 3, discomfort over the left eye likely relates to dryness, so there is no any obvious loss of sensation in the corneal area in that period. Recommendations, I will give a patient a prescription for ketamine, gabapentin, clonidine, and verapamil ointment to apply 3 times a day on the area of the scar tissue and pain in the back. She will see me in a follow-up in 1 month. If her symptoms would not improve, I will do 3 sessions of the occipital nerve blocks and intra-scar injection with lidocaine 2% in that period. I will follow this patient until her symptoms are improved. The signature Alexander Feldman and